Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I always pray that I would be one of those just saying, God, I just want to be available.
Indeed. I don't know if you ever read the account of A.W. Tozer feeling curious about why certain people rise above the fray to do great things for God and why others don't. And he said, you know, the Bible does say that God is no respecter of persons, so why do certain people rise up? And he said he did a kind of a study of even biblical history, but even people in his history looking back. And he said they couldn't have been more different. One was black, one was white, one was rich, one was poor, one was educated, one was not. But the common denominator, Nick, that he found was what he called spiritual receptivity. He said these people cultivated a lifestyle of listening to God, and when he spoke, they did something about it. And don't you think that is really, there aren't the haves and the have-nots and the spiritually elite. It's he's looking for faith. Will he find it in you?
Yeah, it's really just a response. I mean, all God asks of us, I really believe, is a response. I mean, he makes himself available to each and every one of us. Somebody told me once, like, Nick, nobody's ever had a bigger Bible than you. No one's ever had more opportunity than you. You have the Holy Spirit of God, and God can do anything through anyone. As you said, he's no respecter of persons. And that's why I just love this whole idea. Man, I my phone, my computer, the electrical outlet on my wall, everything around me has a reset, right? And I love this. Growing up, I love the reset button. I love the idea that when something's broken, there's just this button you can hit, and it gets it working again. I mean, it's just magical.
It is amazing.
And you're just like, man, if only life were that simple. And I have these conversations with people all the time. Do you ever wish you could just hit a reset button? Absolutely. Man, if I could have a second chance. I mean, even I think about New Year's Eve. Think about people lining up at New Year's Eve and thinking, okay, now when the clock hits midnight, I get a new beginning, right? My resolutions. And it's every year we all get this chance to kind of have a fresh start. I really think we're hardwired this way.
Yeah.
And I think it's for a spiritual reason, and that we are created for a new beginning. We are created for a reset. And ultimately, Jesus is that ultimate reset. When you think about the reset on a phone or in technology, the definition is reset means to get the system working toward its created purpose. Okay, so your phone or computer was created to work a certain way. When you hit the reset, it clears past errors and it gets it working again.
Wow, very good.
In the same way, God, he created us to work a certain way. And ultimately, that's why he offered Jesus, was because you and I had corrupted the system. We had made choices. If you want to say electronic, we had downloaded the wrong files. And each and every one of us, no matter if we've known God our whole lives or no matter if this is the first time we've ever heard about him, Jesus is offering a reset for us. We can say, Jesus, will you reset my family? Jesus, will you reset my life? Jesus, will you reset my happiness? Right? Jesus, will you reset my purpose? Jesus, will you reset my addiction? Like, no matter what it is, Jesus wants to meet us right where we are. He wants to minister to our hearts, and he wants to give us power. I believe it's a supernatural power of God that we have available every minute of every day.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.